It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our latest edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten. And Damon, we're heading for Notre Dame today, and let's hope that we can do a little bit better than we did at Michigan. But it's going to be a tough challenge. This is a very good team. They haven't played in a couple of weeks. That's maybe a little bit of help for us, although plenty of preparation time for them. They're a good team. They're going to be tough in their building.
Yeah, no question. You know, we do hope to use, you know, their time off against them, and hopefully you can jump them a little bit. You know, us coming off a fast and physical series down in Ann Arbor. So, you know, we hope that our game timing and our game speed will be able to maybe take advantage of a little bit of rust. It's just hard to replicate some of that. But as you said, extremely well-coached team with a lot of structure to their game. They are not easy to generate offense on. And, you know, for us, that's been one of our issues is giving up too many goals and too much offense. So if we're going to go in there and win a couple games, you know, we've got to be a lot better defensively and not give much up, you know, to Notre Dame, which is not an easy task to do.
Yeah, their big question mark right now is Cale Morris, their goaltender. It did not play in their first two games against Air Force. They did win both of those games. They also won an exhibition game against the under-18s, but and they're a good team. They've got Michael Bavanka, son of a pro, in their lineup. They got a kid named Janicki. They got Hellickson. They get some pretty darn good players, and you know, Lakers have good players too. It's going to be a good battle. I think Max Humitz and company will be ready to play. We want to remind everybody that it's 7 o'clock on Friday night and 6 p.m. on Saturday, and that game Friday is nationally televised by NBC Sports, and then the NHL Network's going to carry the game on Saturday. Now, we'll have both games on Yes FM as always, but hey, TV's a big deal.
Yeah, no, our guys will be excited. You know, again, another great environment to go into. I don't think we have anybody in our team playing that building. Obviously, Coach Sizek came from Notre Dame and Coach Jackson there a couple of years ago with us. So, you know, he knows that program very well and some of the things they do. So it's nice to have that kind of inside prep that should help us prepare and know a lot of things that we're going to see. But our guys will be excited for that venue. I think it's a different kind of crowd than Yost Ice Arena and the fans at Michigan. Again, but still a great building, a great storied program, you know, around Notre Dame and football and hockey and all those areas. So, you know, there's no lack of excitement as we jump on the bus here this morning and head down there. And again, we know it's a big task ahead of us. I think there are four or five in the polls, depending on which poll you look at. A lot of talent in that room. Again, I think it's going to be a little bit different feel game versus Michigan-Denver, where they're a little bit more transition and up and down, where Notre Dame will be a little bit more structured. You know, not quite as much up and down there, although they do have the talent and the ability to get up and push the pace and play with a lot of talent, but just a little bit different way they accomplish, you know, the way they play. So we've got to be a little bit more poised, a little bit more patient in our game.
Yeah, Jeff Jackson has always been a defensive coach first. He likes to make sure everything's taken care of in his own end and that they can get out before they go run and gun. There's no run and gun with Jeff Jackson for the most part. I think some of his players like to run and gun, and if they've got that skill, they can get out there and go. But he's going to have everybody covered up in the defensive zone first. And, you know, you made an interesting comment in the show on Tuesday night down at the Antlers, the Laker hockey show, that they like to use their live boards there, and they're pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, we haven't seen that. You know, the spacings, their rink dimensions are set up a little bit different than Taffy Able. But as you watch Air Force, I think they got two goals on the weekend off of, you know, intentionally shooting wide for a bank shot and it kicking back out. So they're very lively. You know, I know for us, Munn Ice Arena is very similar. So as a player and you know, playing through Munn, we were kind of used to that. We'd use it to our advantage. For our team to go in there, you know, and really just have, you know, an hour and a half on the ice, that's hard to adjust to in some ways, but we will make sure later tonight when we get on the ice that we're working with our D to use that offensively, and we'll also set up some drills so make sure that we're, you know, as aware as we can be to defend that, because again, they're very, used to that kind of a home ice advantage that they use. And for us, we're going to have to be very aware of that play that they use to bank it in and create some chaos. It's a whole different world to defend when you're used to just kind of finding your guy, tying him up. Now you've got an indirect shot that you've got to stay with your guy and not get lost in that couple of extra seconds as it bounces out. So again, we're going to be aware of that tonight in practice. Friday morning, we'll do a little bit more, but it does add a different dimension, and they use it very well to their advantage.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch how that develops. You've had a chance now. You've had four really tough games here, and against Denver at home and then down at Michigan. A chance to see maybe where there's some areas we need to work on, some areas where we're very, very good. What have you learned through those four games, and what do you have a chance to work on this week? It's a three-day week. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to prepare for Notre Dame. What's been the main concentration this week?
Yeah, well, again, a little bit of everything. Monday we came out, and a week ago Monday we did a forward session, a D session, a little bit more of a skill focus in some areas that we just haven't had time to really concentrate on. And then this Monday, based on certainly the Friday night Michigan game where we just felt like we lost too many battles, it was much more of a compete day. Winning your puck battles, getting to the offensive net with your stick free. Both of our goals on Saturday came with a much better effort by Hampus and Louis Bidon to get to the Michigan net, find a rebound, and not be tied up by their decor. And I think, this Notre Dame decor will be even better at that. It's a real strength to their team, the way they box out and control their net front. So, Monday was spent battling and competing, and I thought our guys responded really well. It was a great day Monday to come out and accept the challenge we laid to them and get after it. So that was very positive. Tuesday is typically a day we spend a lot of our focus on the D side of the game. We're continuing to work on our rush defense, which has not been where we need it to be. A combination of things on that. A lot of that's communication and having organization on the rush. So that's been a big focus as well. And then on Wednesday, we flip to the offensive side and work a little bit more against their structure, some areas we see that they do well. And we talked also Tuesday. Neutral zone defense, they're just like Michigan. They're a 1-3-1, which means we don't have to spend as much time on that. We just saw that last weekend. So, we'll use what we learned against Michigan, the little tweaks Notre Dame does to it, and be prepared for that. But that'll catch up, give us some extra time. We don't have to focus on that as much.
Yeah, we had a question at the show on Tuesday, too, about trying to get some fresh legs in the lineup. We saw Chase Gamblin, who'd been playing earlier in the year and then sat out a couple of games, come back in the lineup on Saturday night. We haven't had a lot of changes, though, for the most part, other than juggling some players around on lines a couple of times. It's been basically the same lineup. We haven't seen some of the youngsters yet. And you've been saying that it's not easy to take a freshman and throw him in against a Michigan, a Denver, or a Notre Dame. I agree with that. I think that is pretty tough to expect them. You don't want to destroy their confidence right out of the gate. On the other hand, you're trying to see what they can do and might be a good test.
Yeah, you got to do it at some point. So yeah, that's the point. We've talked enough about that when you put somebody in the lineup, you want them to be successful and you want them to build and grow. And you're right, trying to be careful with that. Maybe it's been a little bit too careful, but we do have guys we want to play. Obviously it's no secret now. Brayden Gelsinger has been out for a while and will continue to be out for a while. And he's a guy you miss when you play Denver, Michigan, because of the way Brayden can skate. He's been a top 6 forward for us for a long time. So that's created a hole and an opportunity for some guys to try to step up there. Alex Amando was not available to go last weekend, so that explains why Alec hasn't been in and around. He should be back ready to go, so there's a chance he could go this weekend. We've got some guys, and I think, as we talked about Tuesday night, you can't have passengers against teams like Denver, teams like Michigan, teams like Notre Dame. You need everybody playing, and I don't think we've had that yet this year where the whole team's going on a given night. I think we've had some guys that have played well. You look at Hampus Erickson and Yuki, they've played well every night. Max Humus has been pretty good. Ashton Calder, pretty good. But there's been some other guys that just the consistency hasn't been there to get everybody going there. So we're trying to be patient with a couple guys and get them back on track. And I think that's fine. You can do that. There's some guys that we call money in the bank. They've been around our program for a long time. Chase is a good example of that. Even though he did come out, he's back in. He played really well. We know what he can do. We trust what he can do. And it's his job to go out there and do that every single night. And so I thought he had a good weekend. It's good to have him back. We need him against teams like Michigan and Notre Dame. And there's some other guys that, again, we're trying to get going a little bit, and we're giving them a little bit of rope here to get going. But if it doesn't happen soon, then we'll start, you know, looking at some alternative plays and players.
Yeah, there's been another shortcoming here. We've had, I would say, two things that really stand out right now that have come up a bit short. Our power play efficiency has not been good, and that's something you just work on all the time, and you can only hope that it comes around, that it gels, and you can't go out there and work on it every day in practice. Well, you can for a certain amount, possibly. But the other thing is faceoffs, and that's a tough thing because it involves more than the centerman. It involves the other players being alert, being ready, grab that loose puck. Michigan beat us pretty badly in the faceoff circle most of the weekend. That's puck possession. Really dangerous in the defensive zone, especially when you're shorthanded, to keep losing faceoffs. How do you work on, how do you address that? How do you work on that?
Yeah, well, we gave up two faceoff goals, which is, you know, for us, really an area we put a lot of focus on, that we want to be, you know, win around 55% of our faceoffs 5-on-5 and not give up faceoff goals again. So that, you know, really killed us on the weekend. And there's a lot of different ways. Guys will do it after practice. You know, Coach York was obviously a center at the highest level, so he'll grab our centers and do some drops after, just one-on-one. We actually finished that Monday with a face-off scrimmage, and, you know, we had some rules to that where if you didn't win it or you gave up a chance, you know, there was a little bit of a skate with that, so we mixed in some conditioning with that as well. But, you know, yeah, it's not the easiest. It takes some time to replicate that and to work on that. So, you know, finding the time to do that is challenging at times, but obviously critically important. So that's the way we've done it. You know, we're playing two freshman center at times, and so that's a piece of it. As they adjust to this level, it's not surprising sometimes. It does take some timing, some strength. When you're going up against older players, that can be challenging. You see how critical Diego was in that area, you know, how many key faceoffs he took. He didn't come up the ice at a lot of key draws, both offensively, defensively. And so all those things are, you know, getting ironed out and figuring out who's going to replace them. But, yeah, it hasn't been very good early on. And, again, that's an area that our guys from day one know that that's something we put a lot of stock into, is being good on faceoffs. And right now we're not very good at that.
Well, we're continuing to work on it. It is a work in progress, and I see enough practice time to know that it's something that does have some emphasis. Just a matter of I think this is just a really tough period in the season, really, and we knew it was going to be like that. We don't want to lose six games on the road or against these good teams, two of them at home against Denver and then four on the road with Michigan and Notre Dame, but we knew those were going to be tough when we looked at the schedule, and now we got two tough games coming up here at Notre Dame. We're going to take a break here this morning on Laker Hockey Talk. We'll be back. Team's on its way down to Notre Dame. They'll be playing Friday night and Saturday, 7 o'clock Friday and 6 p.m. on Saturday night. We'll be right back with more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Well, welcome back to our show this morning. It's a Thursday morning. Lakers on their way to Notre Dame in a few minutes here to get ready for the Fighting Irish. And we've talked a little bit on Tuesday, and you mentioned it already this morning here, Damon. This coaching staff at Notre Dame, been together a long time. Jeff Jackson is a real big on continuity. I know him very, very well. He loves to have everything stay the same. If it were up to him, it'd stay the same for 50 years, and he'd win about five national championships in there, and then he'd retire a happy guy. But he hasn't gotten that national championship yet at Notre Dame. He's been in a couple of championship games, but hasn't won the title yet. And I think he's aiming at that this year. But, boy, the continuity there with Paul Pooley, who's been with him a long time, including here in Sault Ste. Marie. And then Andy Slaggart, he's been with him since Jeff took over at Notre Dame. Andy's a former Notre Dame player. His own son plays at Notre Dame now. He's in their lineup. We'll see him on Friday night. And that's good continuity, and he keeps a lot of other people around, too, his trainers, his equipment manager, etc. Nothing would ever change if Jeff had his way.
Yeah, well, and I think that's a lot of people. I think, you know, there's obviously some healthy components to change as well, and you can grow through that. But you know, I'm with Coach there that it'd be nice to have that continuity. You know, you certainly get in a groove. You know, the expectations. You can still challenge your coaches and you know, assign them new roles and duties for them to grow and keep developing. And you know, this. But yes, it's certainly, I think, a big benefit when you're at a school like that with the resources they have to keep guys around and take care of them, and you don't have that turnover, you know. And I think it's challenging, you know. Again, I think there's been a lot of good things that have come out of some of our turnover and transitions, but you know, I think continuity beats it. And I like my college football, you know, and Mark D'Antonio, you know, he lost a couple guys over the last few years, and you're seeing some challenges there because of it as well. So to have those guys to be on the same page, I know Nick Sirigay, I don't think he's their video ops anymore. I think he's kind of escalated in titles, but Nick Sirigay's been with them probably 10, 15 years at this point, and it's just a well-oiled machine, you know. And we saw that at Michigan this weekend, you know, with a new trainer, new ops. You know, we had a couple glitches that we had to kind of fix and get through there a little bit. So, you know, that turnover can be challenging, and you have to learn through it. And you know, we're probably the other side of that with you know, the size of our staff and the resources we have. So we deal with the other side of it. And again, I think there's a lot of good things. You learn a lot when Mike York comes in and Zach Sizek, and they bring some fresh ideas and some new areas to improve upon. But I know Jeff, like you said, is really, you know, really, really loyal and loves that consistency to the staff that he has, and they do a great job.
Well, we've got a pretty good defensive core, I think, at Lake Superior. I thought coming into the season this was going to be the strength of the team. Merrick Smittens is an experienced goaltender. A lot of people want to see Roman Bengert get a chance to play, the backup goaltender, or maybe even Seth Isley, who is just a freshman and trying to learn what college hockey is all about. But defensively is where we haven't gotten it done. And defense is more than defense men. Sure. It's the defensive game plan. And it's forwards helping out and getting back and that sort of thing. And I know we work at that all the time, but I think that's probably one of the biggest concerns right now on this team is we're allowing 4 or 5 goals a game. We can't do that.
Yeah, just under 4, and that's it's too much. You know, you're not going to win a lot of games by outscoring your mistakes, and you know, expecting to get 4 or 5 goals a night to win a hockey game is a recipe for disaster. So we've got to be better as a group, as you mentioned. You know, part of that's goaltending, part of it's D, part of it's our forwards. I know when you go to Denver, you know, 2 of the rush goals against were breakdowns by our forwards, and you know, but it's a unit. You know, I thought on 1 or 2 of those, our D could have played things a little bit earlier. You know, we try to play with good gap and you know, really challenge the opposing teams. But when you're playing a team like Denver, like Michigan, with the speed, with the skill, you're asking a lot of your defensemen. So our communication needs to improve. You know, I think that's an area where you have, you know, we've got a lot of European and international players. A lot of our guys don't speak English as a first language. So to get them to communicate early and often on the ice is challenging to do in their second language. But that leads to breakdowns and, you know, goals against. So no question about it. You know, if we're when we turn this around, and we will turn this around, it's going to start with you know, cutting down our goals against. Again, I don't think Merrick's has struggled at all, but you know, know, at some point, you know, his numbers do have to improve. And but it's tough when pucks are going in off your defenseman's butt and your forward's chest. And, you know, it just seems like we haven't earned our opportunities and our breaks. And, you know, those will balance out. We'll get them at some point and they'll turn here. We just got to stay with it and find a way to, you know, to get it turned around. It gets hard when you go through this. And I think one other area, you know, going back to Denver, and it's over. You can't do anything about it. But, you know, that's an overtime game. You know, the call late, which I don't know. I still have no idea how they overturned that. And it's frustrating. But maybe you're 2-3-1 or you go to overtime. Who knows if you win 5-on-5, come out with a tie, or maybe you get the 3-on-3 win versus Denver. But you feel a little bit better. You just took the number one team to overtime. You get a point or two out of it. And, you know, you've got that belief in that thing. And right now, you know, guys are looking for some answers. And so, you know, for us, it's going to come with a better defensive effort to get that win, to get it going. Again, not easy to do at Notre Dame, but we've got the group to do it. And, you know, we've got to get it done. And we don't want to wait and, you know, miss these opportunities. So, you know, we want to be a little bit better here and be great defensively, find a way to beat the Irish on Friday night here.
Well, you know, one of the things I really like about this team, though, I think this is a high character crew, because when you get down 3-0 at Michigan, it'd be pretty easy to just call it a night and let's go back to the hotel and or get out of town or whatever. It was Saturday night, so it'd be let's get out of town and go home. But they didn't quit. They came right back. They scored 2 goals within a minute of each other in the second period, made a game of it. All of a sudden, it was a 3-2 hockey game. Then we have a big turnover in our own zone, and down goes Michigan, makes it 4-2. Didn't quit then either. Came back, scored early in the third, made it 4-3. 19 minutes to go. Could have got a tying goal, could have won that hockey game very easily against Michigan. And, you know, that's one thing I really like about this Laker team is I like these guys. They don't quit.
Well, there's a lot we like. And again, I think we've got a really good team. Certainly, you know, one of the toughest schedules in the country here early on, but all season long. You know, we'll add Providence in at Christmas time. And, you know, no easy nights. And that's okay. You know, it'll make us a better team. We'll learn a lot. But I'm like you. I think we have a high character group. We've got good leadership. Challenge some guys on Monday to be a little bit more vocal. I think, you know, as you're around, you miss a guy like Steven Ruggiero. He brought some energy and some life every single day to the rink. And, you know, our guys all love being there. You don't get to this level without a real passion for the game. You can't hide that this long and, you know, show up and put the work in that they do nearly every single day. So they love being there, but we do need a little bit more life, a little shot in the arm, some guys to bring some energy and emerge in some roles like that. But, no, it's a good group. And like you said, I've seen a lot of games at Michigan over the years. And you know, when you play in Yost, that's a team that loves to roll momentum. That crowd can get into it and get rolling. And I thought we did a great job to fight our way back and make it a game. Again, we went down 3-0 in that game. And we haven't had leads much, if at all, this season. And it's hard to chase the game. And we've been forced to do that all season long. So we've really, you know, played a lot of our top players because we're down, we're behind, we need some offense, things like that. So, you know, we've got to get a lead. We've got to be better through first period here and not give up an early lead. And I think that'll help. You know, we need some confidence to get us going, to get us believing a little bit. But again, I think this is a heck of a hockey team, and I think it's going to show itself, you know, sooner than later. And you know, hope the plan is Friday night. But we believe in this team. We think it's a really good team. You know, I think we can be as good or better than last year's team. I know right now the record doesn't look like that. And then that's where you get a little bit nervous with your room. You want to make sure your guys believe, and I think they do. And they showed it Saturday night, as you said. It's a talented team in there, and we're going to be more than fine. We're going to have a heck of a season.
Yeah, it doesn't get easy either. I mean, I think when I was talking to you, one of the pregame interviews a week ago or so, I talked about, well, this is really tough right now. You're into the fire here with Denver, Michigan, Notre Dame, back-to-back-to-back, two of those on the road. It could get easier later, and you kind of went, hey, it never gets easy, and I know what you mean there. I mean, we're going to play Ferris State next weekend here. Well, Ferris State just gave Miami, and Miami's not the best team in the NCHC by any means, but Chris Bergeron's trying to change the culture there and turn that program around. They lost 4-3, Ferris did, on Friday night last week, and then came back and won at Miami. That's not easy to do. So Ferris State's going to be – Bobby Daniels is concentrating solely on coaching these days, and he's a great coach, in my opinion. And I think they're going to be a – they'll be a handful next week at home.
Well, there's another staff. You talk about continuity. They've been together a long, long time and work really well together. He's got a great staff, and they do a good job, you know, not too many years removed from a Frozen Four appearance. And, yeah, no question. I mean, it'll be a different style game than Denver or Michigan and probably even Notre Dame to some regards. But, you know, you're in the league play now, and there's nothing easy. You know, it's just I guess that's why we love it. You know, if it was easy, we probably wouldn't be in this line of work. You know, it's as challenging as it can be when you're in a streak like this. You know, for me, it's almost more motivating to show up, you know, find a way to motivate the players and relate with the players and spend time with the players, keep them believing, you know, find that edge to get a victory. So, you know, in some ways, in some kind of sick way, it's almost, you know, more enjoyable because it really challenges you, you know, your core beliefs and how you're going to show up and lead the organization. So, you know, it can be exciting, even though it is challenging, but it will not be easy. There's no question about it. You know, certainly Ferris doesn't have the talent of a number one ranked Denver, but they're going to be tougher in other ways and more challenging in other ways than Denver was. So it'll be nice to get home. Obviously, we got to get through Notre Dame here and then find a way to get this turned around with a big road victory or two. But yeah, you know, we'll quickly turn our attention to Ferris after that in another really hard battle. And certainly getting off to a good start in the WCHA play is going to be very important.
All righty. Well, we're going to Notre Dame on the way today and then going up against the Fighting Irish at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Nationally televised game on NBC Sports and then the NHL Network. And on Saturday, that's a 6 p.m. start for the NHL Network to be able to cover that game. And it'll be a good series at Notre Dame. I think the Lakers will play well, and we'll have both games on YesFM. I want to remind everybody about the John Bell Burger Bash coming up on Monday. This coming Monday, down at the Elks from 4 till 7. John, desperately in need of some financial assistance there. He's had tremendous physical difficulties and trying to get home now. He's down in Charlevoix recovering at a rehab center down there. But he'll be there on Monday to greet everybody. So get out and support John Bell there, our colleague from Sovereign Communications. Damon, good job on this one. Good luck this weekend. Notre Dame will be tough, but hey, Lakers will be ready. They'll compete.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Let me just throw one reminder. As we come home for that Ferris weekend, Saturday night, we're going to honor Mayor Tony Bospas as he wraps up his service to Sioux in an official capacity. Obviously, he'll still be a giant cheerleader for our community and our university, but Tony will come out, drop the puck, and again, just honor him for his many, many years of service. But thank you. Have a great Thursday out there, and go Lakers.
All righty, that's another Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400, brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.